Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand the trial of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's radio, tape number 54. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Featuring V-O-T-T-Y, Voices of the True Israelites. I be your host, by name, your Seer, Israel of Seed Royal. We're just going to stroll down the international side and see who all join us for another episode, part number 54, and we'll do one thing. Our job is to bring you what Yahuwah is saying, so whatever he's saying, we'll find out shortly. We'll scroll down the international side and see who all join us on tape number 54. And all the slots are filled. That's 195 international countries. Everybody got a representative in for the night's lesson on part 54. And what's flashing out of New York, New York on the international side? 1-1-0-5-9-9. 1-0-0-5-9-9. What that mean? We'll find out shortly. 1-1-0-5-9-9. We're going to bring our elder in. He'll tell you all about the 1-1-0-5-9-9, and we'll get something going on another episode. Part number 54. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be with you there, Seed Royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Elder. Well, we don't know what we're looking at, but one thing we are looking at, all the slots are still 195 international countries. 110599 is flashing on the international side. So what have you got to say behind the 110599? You on the clock. Come on.
Well, first of all, Yahuwah bless you once again for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And that number that it looks like is 110,000. 599 listeners that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And you know what? That's a good thing. It's always an increasing number, which points to one thing, that we're on point with the word that's coming from the scriptures. But remember that a teacher can't learn from his students, but having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. I've always mentioned that a student can learn from a good teacher, possibly learning to teach the word of Yahuwah one day themselves. And this shows well in all the six camps that teach. Because we have to be aware, we came to hear the things that most of us can hear and some listening can never understand. And that's without proper teaching. But Yahuwah's ministry makes all this and more possible. We came to see the things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking can never find. And we discovered that it's the misinformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. But one thing for sure, we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know that those out there, there are people out there that camouflage their evil or confused teaching and using overly loud bump the gums contests for their righteous learning. even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teachings and Christianity, and thanking all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's Word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now that you have found what you have sought, and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yadah, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open for your learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Class time starting at 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also are using a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. On that search line, www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking on it, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. Also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar is explained in biblical detail by Scripture, what they are, when they begin, and when they end. For our program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. On that search line, type Yahweh Radio Live. After clicking in, look for the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yahweh. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. Also, this information works well for some that I found out. They can't dial the number due to phone restrictions. When you type in Yahweh Radio Live, you'll be able to log right into our live broadcast. Click the red live button, and you'll be right on air with us. We're using two email addresses also. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdh, YSRAEL, at gmail.com. Now, the numbers you can write us to call with Yahweh in mind, the first will be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 61 accounts of Yahweh's ministry. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, open up any search engine, type in three words, Yahweh Radio Live, And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Tribe Yada. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually, at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one note. Also, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Peltalk. We'll be listed on Peltalk under Ethnic Group, African American. Look for the Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-topic questions about our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Writing Shotgun. We are taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered. Failure to follow these righteous acts, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pell Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Knowing that today is another day for the word of Yahuwah, nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's word. And you know, that's a good thing because we have those that come to commend it, add unto it, only following by some casting that word behind their backs, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible, and also taking the meanings totally another way, along with the noisemakers, the complainers, wanting to be deceptive listeners, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but when you ask them to speak, they have problems finding the book of Genesis. They're clearly forgotten. We're only one man or woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. Remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Jacques Rally created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. Anyone ever says they've done more, they have just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Jacques Rally's creation. Now that's impossible. So all the listening members, to find out what our possibilities can be in the word of Yahuwah, let's keep your Bibles open, possibly take notes. We'll pass our program over back to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there. Elder Mr. Tibbs, excellent. All right, we'll catch you on the bottom part for your final thoughts on K-54. And we're just going to get right off to the broadcast. We don't know what we got to do, but we know we got to do something that says Yahuwah. So let's go see if I find Brother Yahdai Israel on assignment many, many, many hundred miles away, and we'll get a report about exactly what notes did he take on the journey. And one thing about it, see, right, we all would be on the journey that Brother Yahdai on right now. And the same token, we might ask you, what is your report that you can read with discernment? So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say on assignment, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahuwah BJLC, Ray.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel. See Royal. Hallelujah.
Wait, well, hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Brother Yahdai Israel. You know, they got, even on when they breaking ground, they have it called a walkthrough. So now we know you had a pretty good walk through today, many, many hundred miles away. And now what can you tell this national audience as you were making your walk through today? Brother Yahdai Israel, let's talk about it for a minute or two there. You on the clock, come on.
Yes, yeah. It just happened to be that I'm back in town. I arrived back in town last night, so I'm back at the spot.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
So we know that you got a pretty good report on. We have to have something that we can kind of think about and understand that job that we do have. So give us just a little brief on the sign that you own and what did you observe by doing the eyeball to eyeball.
Well, let me break it down with one scripture. See, my observation. I want to look at Isaiah of chapter 42 right quick. One strip over the table, Isaiah 42, verse number 24. It reads, "Who gave Israel for spoil and Israel to the robbers? Deny Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned. But they were not walking his ways, neither were they obedient unto his Torah instructions." Verse 25. "Therefore he had poured upon him the fear of his anger and the strength of battle. They had set him on fire round about, yet he knew it not. And it burned him, yet he laid it not to mind." So I've observed that our people, we understand that we're in a bad state, in a bad condition, but we don't pay attention to the reasons and the things that have called us to be in this state. We just overlook those things, though they stand us right in our eyes by way of Yahuwah's teachers. It seems like our people can't hear this word, so nor understand this word. But nevertheless, we got to do our part. Back over to you, see Israel or see Roy.
Hello, Yahuwah. And that's why I say that we got to understand something, that is a ministry that's picked to do a profound job in bringing in the two-thirds that's going to make it. 9 and 12, so we sitting up the 9 as we speak. We sitting up in Zechariah chapter 13, 8 through 10. It's a 3, 6, 9, 12. 9 is gathering as we speak to go get 12. You can't go back and get 3 and 6. 3 and 6 sell. Give up the ghost. So we leave it like that, Brother Yahdai Israel, until we eyeball to eyeball on a lot of great things to say. We just keep doing our part, and thus says Yahuwah to get us a Matthew 25:21. "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And James said at the end of that, if you're able to show somebody the right way, it hides a multitude of your sins. And like I said, I got many, no doubt about it. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we can get something going on, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to
say." In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. But he told Isaiah something, profound statement to Isaiah, to let the people of the book understand from the mouth of Isaiah. That's big talk right there from the mouth of Isaiah. Before we read 64, verse number 6, that's why I say you never know where you're going, but when you get something, you say, okay, that sounds pretty good. But go to the Second Chronicles 36 and walk that down. In Second Chronicles 36, there, above Yahdai Israel, we want to make sure that what we get ready to say, the Bible is way in front of it. In 2 Chronicles 36. Because sooner or later, it can dawn on the world what got to be done. Let's look at 2 Chronicles, K 54. Look right down at verse 22. Let's see what it says in verse 22.
Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, verse 22 reads, "And the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yahuwah spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah the seer might be accomplished. Yahuwah stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. He made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing." See?
Can you give me that? Give me that three lines again in 22. How do Yahuwah operate there, Brother Yahdai Israel, according to the Bible? And 22, 1, 2, 3, three lines.
Second Chronicles 36, verse 22. And the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yahweh spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah the seer.
So that's the way he spoke. And he made it clear in Sirach chapter 14, verse 14. Well, make it verse 8. 8 and 14. He made it plainly in the Sirach chapter 14 and 14. He made the final statement. And what did he say in the book of Sirach chapter 14, verse 8 and 14? What did he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Sirach chapter 14, verse number 8 and verse number 14 reads, the book of Sirach chapter 14, verse number 8. Sirach 14, verse 8. The envious man have a wicked eye. He turneth away his face and despises me. Verse 14. Defraud not thyself of the good day, and let not the part of a good desire overpass you.
Now what that supposed to mean in time come, we'll find out exactly what that supposed to mean. In time to come, we'll find out exactly what that means, what we just got through here. So, and back up to the 8th chapter of the same book. And look at verse 14. Sirach, chapter 8, verse 14. In time to come, we'll take care of that in grand style. But we throw that out there to throw out this in Sirach 8, verse 14 says what?
The book of Sirach 8, verse number 14 reads, go not to the Torah instruction with a seer, for they were judged for him according to his act.
See, you made a final statement earlier, Brother Yahdai Israel. You said you was there to show them the way according to says Yahweh. But our peoples refused to do what the Bible got written. This is an impotent and hard-headed people. So we're clear about that. When he tell you what not to do, and we do it, and you do it anyway, that shows the spirit that is rolling around in your brain is a contrary spirit from Yahweh. He tell you what not to do. When it comes down to anointed leadership, the last thing you do is do anything contrary by texting, speaking of anything pertaining to scripture, unless you got a sincere mind or something you want to know from the seer, the elders, teachers, and we'll know when you're sincere that you want to know something. She gave us a discernment. We know, so you'll be an obvious you are. What you're working with. In the book of Deuteronomy there, Brother Yahdai Israel, 32, because he was told to Moses to get him the road map of what they need to know. The road map. He said, Moses, give the children of Israel the road map. In the 32nd chapter, let's see what kind of road map did he pass out in 32, verse number 6. And 7. Let's see what kind of roadmap that the Almighty Yahweh said, give ear all you peoples in verse 1. We ain't reading that from heaven. You want everybody to get ear on what he get ready to say in 32, verse 6 and 7.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 6 and verse 7 reads, Deuteronomy 32, verse 6. Do ye thus requite Yahweh, O foolish people, and unwise? Is not he your father that had brought you? Have he not made you and established you? Verse number 7. Remember the day of the road, the city of the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you.
Your father, your elders, interchangeable, one of the same. Ask your father, your elders, and they will tell you. This is how the Almighty set it up. Ask your father, the elders. Ask the elders, the fathers, and they will tell you. That's what Yahweh has set up since the foundation of the world on exactly how you stay in line and growing with him. Ask your fathers. Because to sit on the board of the Almighty Yahweh, that's what's the requirements. The elders was fathers, the fathers was elders. They understood the protocol of Beth Phage Yahweh, and they were able to implement this and keep Israel afloat. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 19 and get a case in point. Now listen to the tenor of a conversation in 2 Ezra. 2 Chronicles chapter 19. You want to get a case in point there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Everything based on a case in point coming out of 2 Chronicles 36, what we read earlier. Jeremiah spoke from the mouth of YHWH. So whatever Jeremiah said, that was directly coming from the mental spirit. The mental spirit got from the son, and the son got it from the father, Yahweh the father. So with that understanding, when we go to 2 Chronicles chapter 19, 1 through 9, pay attention to what we're getting ready here. Let's see what it says in 2 Chronicles 19, 1 through 9.
Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 19, verse number 1 through 9 reads. Book of 2 Chronicles 19, verse number 1. Jehoshaphat, the king of Yahdah Judah, returned to his house in peace to Yahdah Judah's southern kingdom. Verse 2. And Jehu, the son of Hananiah, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, should thou help the Yahqual? Love them that hate Yahqual. Therefore is wrath upon thee from before Yahqual. Verse number 3. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, and that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land, and hast prepared thy mind to seek Yahqual. Verse number 4. Jehoshaphat dwelt at Yahdah Judah, polluted where Jerusalem. He went out again to the people from Beersheba to Mount Ephraim, brought them back unto Yahqual of their fathers. Verse number 5. He set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Yahqual Judah, city by city. Verse 6. Said to the judges, take heed what you do, for you judge not for man, but for Yahqual, who is in you in the judgment. Verse 7. Wherefore now let the fear of Yahqual be upon you. Take heed and do it. But there is no sin with Yahqual or Yahqual, nor respect of person, nor taking of gifts. Verse number 8. Moreover, in Yahdah Judah, polluted where Jerusalem, the Jehoshaphat said of the Levite, the priest, and of the chief of the fathers of Israel, for the judgment of Yahqual, for the controversies, for they returned to Yahdah Judah. Verse number 9. He charged them, saying, what shall you do in the fear of Yahqual faithfully and with a perfect mind?
So he was telling this to, who was he telling this to? He was telling to the king, but he also was telling to the 19th verse 8, the fourth line, the third line. He was telling this message also. He had the king, he hemmed the king up, that is true. But as he was him, the king up, he did drop a profound statement to what did he drop in 19 verse 8? The third line, he's also was talking to somebody else, Brother Yahdah Israel. So now, and we want to see who was doing all this talking, but his message was to find the who, according to 19 chapter verse 8. Fourth line, third and fourth line. What was his job to do there, Brother Yahdah Israel, that we can read?
The book of 2 Chronicles 19, verse 8. Set up the Levites and of the priests Now, the chief of the fathers of Israel.
The chief of the fathers of Israel. See, right? The chief of the fathers of Israel and the chief of the fathers we just got through reading. Let's come back to 32 again, verse 7. The chief of the fathers is also what? Now come back to verse number 32, verse 7, Deuteronomy. The chief of the fathers is also what, according to Deuteronomy 32, verse 7?
The book of Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you.
Ain't that so? So we see the father have a dual role. The father have a dual role. The father is the elders. The elders is the father. So their job is to make sure that it starts with them in order to make sure when they speak, they's in order. That's the order of the Almighty Yahweh. Now, let's come back to verse 2 and tell me how, spell his name out in 2 Chronicles 18. Spell his name out in verse 2. Let's see if we spell out this guy's name. He is the who? Let's see what the Bible say he is. Now, in 2 Chronicles 18, let's look exactly who this guy is that had to stop by and see the king. And then, by the way, when he was with the king, he was looking for the chief men, the fathers, which also is the elders. Who was this man, according to the Bible, in 2 Chronicles 18, and spell out the name of this guy there, Brother Yahweh, and his position? Come on.
The book of 2 Chronicles 18?
Yes, sir. 19. Make it 19. Make it 19. Give me, all I need is two lines. All I know, I just want to know who responsibility is to show up on the king. And by the way, he show up on the king, but I got to put a rap out of that. Thank for that. But when he show up on the king, He also have to, First Chronicles. We'll see, once we find out the order of what this Bible gives us, and you take notes on this Bible, we will not be confused when we on the clock on what to do and how to do it. And what was I looking for there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Just as I was getting all ready to pull out something. I was just getting ready out to pull out something, Brother Yahweh Israel, and it just now plainly was just taken away from me. So that it was plainly taken away from me. So I'll tell you what, plainly taken from me, let's come right back to the 19th chapter of 2 Chronicles 19. And I got to get a spelling on what's going on here in the second line. What does it say?
The book of 2 Chronicles 19, verse 2. Jehu, the son of Hananiah, the seer.
You mean, spell that word. Spell that, what we're looking at.
Jehu, J-E-H-U.
Uh-huh.
The seer. The seer.
How is that? Yeah.
S-E-E-R.
Ain't that so? You mean the protocol is in this Bible exactly what's going on? Yeah, it is the protocol, see, right here. And remember, his job is to look out at the king. Get the king in order, and now Almighty gave it back to me. Let's run to the 16th chapter. So sometimes when he takes something away from you, it's for a reason. Then all of a sudden he'll give it back to you, as if you are, as you doing the way he tell you do it. So in the 16th chapter of 1 Samuel, there, Brother Yahweh Israel. And I was talking to a brother earlier today, and I was telling him, I said, well, you know, it's a great responsibility, I understand something, when you carry, when Yahweh put a certain spirit on you, and you become the elder, you become teacher, which is interchangeable, you become the mother of Israel, you become one of the sisters of Israel, the brothers of Israel. That is a great responsibility once you're in that line. So you need to know when you say what you say, are you fulfilling that role, or is you just wearing something biblically on you? Are you filling the role? Now, you know who I know is filling the role? It's the mothers of Israel. The mothers of Israel is filling the role. The teachers of Israel is filling the role. I can bear witness to these things. And that's the point we're making. And that's the reason right now, and Brother Yahdah on a long journey assignment have returned, and he see the work that got to be done. That's why order must be set up, but they don't know order because the majority of the world is sitting in the 21:16 of Proverbs. What they doing there, Brother Yahya Israel, in Proverbs 21:16?
Book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse number 16, reads. Proverbs 21, verse number 16. Book of Proverbs 21, verse 16. The man or woman that wanders out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
So in 2 Chronicles 36 there again, and this is what they'll do. According to the Bible, this is what they'll do. They'll do the 36th chapter of Chronicles on those that are sent to show you the way. And they qualified to show you the way. I ain't forgot about 1 Samuel. And they qualified to show you the way. But this will happen. And, but matter of fact, I want to break this verse down right here. In the 36th chapter. And if you tie this in with a couple of lessons prior to it, you understand exactly what this means. In 36:23. We want to break this down one more time for those that is going to be into this understanding, want to break something down for you real plain. In the 36th chapter, 2 Chronicles, verse 23 says what?
The book of 2 Chronicles, 36, verse 23 reads, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdom of the earth have Yahweh of heaven given me. He has charged me to build him a temple in Yahweh Judah, which is in the southern kingdom. Who is there among you of all his people? Yahweh is Yahweh, be with him. Let him go up.
Now what did you say? Either you know this old piece of name that you have now, have gluttonously put it as a big old place, is inside of Yahdah Judah, which is a polluted title called Jerusalem. Jerusalem, whatever that was, the big capital never was the big capital of Jerusalem. Even when the sons of Ham had that address, that was always in one of these, this little place they called Jerusalem was in one of these. It's in a spot. So when Yah got Judah taking over this, the whole southern kingdom, understand one thing. This polluted word called Jerusalem, which means Yah got Judah. Judah is the name of the southern kingdom. Judah. And they had a little dump site spot up in there, whatever the name was that they had, But when Judah got in there, whatever that dump site name was, Jerusalem or whatever it was, he was abolished. So when you're looking at this word called Jerusalem, it's an abolished word because Southern Kingdom is taken over and owned and controlled by Yahdah Judah, and it will return to Yahdah Judah at a time appointed. But don't never get this word mixed up and think this was the capital. This never was the capital when Yahdah got over there. Judah was the capital. And whatever the name of this little dump site that he had the horses at, whatever they named it, that's what it is. And we'll tell you about that another time. That's why I say it's a big job ahead of us. And that's why we have to understand what's written in 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, we're going to look at what Yahweh says. This is what Yahweh says in the 16th chapter, verse 1. 1 Samuel 16, verse 1. See, listen to the tenor of the conversation. It always got to be something that Yahweh behind it. It ain't nothing happening. Listen to this conversation. All I want is 16, verse 1. Listen what's going on here. 16, verse 1.
Look at 1 Samuel 16, verse number 1, read. Yahweh sent unto Samuel the seer, along with thou mourn for Saul, since I rejected him from reigning over Israel. Till thy horn with the oil and goat, or send thee to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons.
So you see, the seer is the one that have to anoint those that going to be taking care of his business. He said, go get the oil, go get that olive oil, and fill your horn up, and I got some business for you to take care of. So that is the protocol, see, right? You have to be anointed by the seer. If you ain't anointed by the seer, then you're not doing Bible. You're doing your own thing. Now, once the seer anoints you now, come back here for the marker there, those who got it here. We're going to Titus chapter 1 and pick at verse 4. Now, let's see, do anything change as time progresses on the right side of the book? We have to recognize protocol, and when you see someone got their mouth going against those that got the anointing oil on them, you're another ticking time bomb, and Yahweh going to get you for it for being a ticking time bomb because he's an ordered YHWH man. So in Titus 1, verse 4, let's read till we get our point, especially on the anointing part, because we're going somewhere with this shortly. What did it say?
Book of Titus, chapter 1, verse number 4 reads, Titus 1, verse 4, to Titus, an own son after the coming covenant, grace, mercy, and peace from Yahweh the Father, from Yahweh the Son, our Savior. Verse number 5. For this call left by you in Crete, you should have set in order the thing that I wanted. The Dane elders in every city, as I have appointed you. Verse 6.
Right there. So there go the protocol, see, Reagan. Once the seer have anointed the elders. Now, the elders is walking around with their anointed oil on them. Now, they got the same responsibility to do as the seer, get the information. Now, they got it. Now, once they got the information, see, right? Once they got it, let's go and see what he says. They got the information. So, the seer, you have to make sure you've been anointed by the seer. Now, once the elder teachers put that oil on you, you all good to go. Because he's not going to put the oil on someone because he's carrying a title or something. You have to live up to what you own. You got to own up to what you own. Why I said to go on to Brother Yahdah Israel?
I didn't catch it, see ya.
All right, Leviticus. We're going to Leviticus. We're going to Leviticus chapter 10 now, Brother Yahdai Israel, because we land a little foundational right now. Because one thing about it, if we don't make our trip to be in order, because we already found out that Yahweh made it plain. He made it in 24, 33, and 35 of the book of Matthew. He have made it plain what he says in the 24th chapter, verse 33 and 35. What he said in the book of Matthew, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 33 and verse 35 reads. Book of Matthew 24, verse number 33. Matthew chapter 24, verse number 33. So likewise you, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
His word is going to stand. And what is these words in the book of Leviticus chapter 10, verse 6 and verse 7? In verse 6 and 7, let's see what is his word saying there, Brother Yahdai Israel, verse 6 and 7.
Leviticus 10,
verse 6 and verse 7. What is he saying, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Leviticus chapter 10. Verse 6, verse 7 reads, Leviticus 10, verse 6. And Moses said unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar, his son, uncover not your head, neither in your clothes, lest you die. These wrath come upon all the people. Let your brethren, the family of Israel, bewail the burning which Yahweh have kindled. Verse 7. And you shall not go out from the door of the temple of the congregation, lest you die, for the anointing and order Yahweh is upon you. They did according to the word of Moses.
See, once that anointing order is on you, let me tell you something. Once that anointed oil is on you, then your speech, this is what happened. And 1 Samuel 10, verse 6. See, walk that anointed oil on you. You understand the process. Walk that anointed oil on you. 10, verse 6. Let's see what it says. What happened?
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 10, verse number 6 reads. Book of 1 Samuel, chapter 10, verse number 6. And the spirit of Yahweh will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them, shall be turned into another man.
You see that? So that means you will not be the same. When people meet you, they'll say, although I know who you are, you know, just like Brother Yahdai said, well, you know, I bumped into some doe that I once knew once upon a time ago. And they want to get into the cat talking. But see, once you got the anointed oil on you, you got to be about Yahweh's business now. See, you got to be about Yahweh's business because it's a serious business on what we own as we speak. You got to be about this man's business now. And this business is written in his pages book. And our job is to be prepared to get those in order. And once the teachers, elders get themselves in order, it's after families and they have the fathers and the fathers go after the mothers and the mothers after children. That anointing got to go down because Yahweh is telling you, this thing is coming around the corner, and that's why it's so important to understand the time you're on right now. That's why everybody got to take their role and step it up. If you got a role in Yahweh, make sure you step up your role in Yahweh. In the 9th chapter, verse 27, let's find out, because one thing about it, But Paul made a profound statement. But we want to see what Samuel says in 9:27. What he says in Samuel 9:27.
Look at 1 Samuel 9, verse 27 reads, "Now they were going down to the end of the city. Samuel the seer said to Saul, 'Bid the servant pass on before,' and he passed on. But stand you still a while, that I may show you the word of Yahweh."
Mm-hmm. So the seer's job is to make sure when he pulls the elders aside, he's supposed to have one thing on his mind, showing them the word of Yahweh. Not what's going on, but the word of Yahweh. That is a game changer. And once they understand they got the word of Yahweh, now it's going to Samuel again. Now it's going to Samuel one more time. Let's go to 1 Samuel one more time. Now here he is. He was told what to do. Yahweh to take that oil and make you move. But when he grabbed that oil, and look what happened in verse number 16, verse 4. Let's see what happened in 16, verse 4. So he took the oil. Yahweh told him, take that oil, because I got a king that I want you to hit inside the head with some oil. Now we're going to see what it says in 16, verse 4. Do the seer supposed to do this alone? Let's see what happened now in 16, verse 4.
The book of 1 Samuel 16, verse 4 reads, "Samuel did that which Yahweh spake. Came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming, said, 'Come thou peaceably.'"
Mm-hmm. And what he said to the elder teachers there, the elders also is the one that teaches there. He asked the seer one question. He said, "How you coming? You coming peacefully?" Now the seer going to respond to him, and he going to say, he going to say something. And let's see what he say in verse 5 and 6. Listen to the conversation in verse 5 and 6.
Verse number 5. He said peaceably, "I am come to sacrifice unto Yahweh. Sanctify yourself and come with me to the sacrifice." He sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. It came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, "Truly Yahweh anointed is before him."
Mm-hmm. He said. And that's what we tell it. That's what we always say in all the six major camps. As soon as you make a guess statement or something, you're going to be dead wrong. And that's a case in point. And one thing by the elder teachers should not never do is make a guess at anything, because you're going to be dead wrong. Just like them, there's an elder right there. They were dead wrong. Okay? Everybody was dead wrong. But you got to hear the word to go forward. Now, we got all of it out the way. Now what are we trying to get to? See, we got all of it out the way. Understand, that's the order of things. Until we understand the order of things, we're in trouble. But our job is to always tell you how to deal with this thing according to the Bible. That is the protocol of Yahweh. And if you're not anointed, if you're not one of the elders, the one that's been teaching, that is a sin. When you will try to cross-reference scripture with anyone that's anointed out of the six anointed camps, if that's what your time is telling you to do, that's the spirit of Satan the devil. Because that's not the protocol of the Bible. The protocol of the Bible, try to get as much as you can while they're available to help you if you plan on being in that number. Because the great responsibility is on them, and they make it plain. They will. They will is in the book of Hebrews, 13 chapter, verse number 5 and 6. Let's found they will, and we'll skip down to 15 to 17. See, understand, the Bible tells the will of what got to be done. Because once you're in position, it's just like whoever is talking, you're going to be saying the same thing that we have taught you And then Yahweh going to intervene and pull that increase. But the increase is not coming until you recognize the order of the Bible. Now, in the book of Hebrew, Plutus title called Hebrew, verse number 5 and 6 make up a final statement, and we'll skip down to 15 through 17, and we'll tie it in. Let's see what it says, Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of Hebrew. Plutus word Hebrew, chapter 13, verse number 5 and 6, verse number 15 through 17 reads. Book of Hebrews 13, verse number 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such thing as you have. For you have said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Verse 6. But we may boldly say, Yahweh is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Verse number 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to Yahweh continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Verse 16. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, Yahweh is well pleased. Verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself. For they watch for your life as they that must give account. That they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you.
Mm-hmm. He says, understand the ones that he have chosen to do this business. And he was told in the 11th chapter exactly what to do and how to do it. He was told, we got this. We understand exactly what to do, but we can read what to do. We can read what it tells in the 11th chapter there, Brother Yahweh Israel, Numbers. It tells us what to do, and like I was telling some brothers earlier, David is already in progress of what to do. What to do in Numbers chapter 11, verse 16 and 17. It's already real plainly that all we have to do is read the Bible, and we know we're on point on what to do as it unfolds itself. Numbers chapter 11, verse 16 and 17. Listen at the conversation right here. Here we go.
Book of Numbers chapter 11, verse number 16, verse 17 reads. Book of Numbers chapter 11. Verse number 16 reads, Numbers 11, verse 16. And Yahweh said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the temple of the congregation. They may stand there with you. Verse 17. And I will come down and take with thee. I will come down and take. Talk with thee there. Now I will take of the spirit which is upon you, will it put it upon them. They shall bear the burden of the people with you, that thou bearest not alone.
And once that anointing is on you, in 2 Timothy 2, verse 3, let's read a little bit till we get our point. Let's see what goes on once you understand that Moses and those that in that position today must look out. It's not a brother can bring you anybody, because you have to make sure that you brought among the those that are anointed. And all we got to do is watch your talk, your walk, and we'll be able to discern, are you a 2 Timothy 2 verse 3? Let's read a little bit. Let's see what is written in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 3.
The book of 2 Timothy 2, verse number 3 reads, Book of 2 Timothy 2, verse 3. You therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Yahweh the Son. Verse number 4. No man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. Verse 5. If a man also strive for mastery, yet is he not crowned until he strive lawfully. Verse 6.
That's there. So if you want to deal with this, you're going to have to be righteous. And one thing about it, you're not going to be entangled with the affairs of this world. You got to understand, you're not going to be in concern with the affairs of this world. You want to make sure that you plainly understand. This is what you want to be on in 1248 of Mars. You want to be at 1248 of Mars. That's what you want to be. And we sit and we monitor all six anointed camp, and all we looking for is to see when you're talking, do you fulfill what's written in this Bible? Then Yahweh will tell you that person is ready and that person is not. But when he try you, we'll see what you're made of. So to be a good soldier, you got to endure. You got to be the first one in, the last one leave, when it comes down to Yahweh's business. And all on your mind is not getting entangled with the affairs of the world. You're not trying to get... I got to pull a rabbit out of there. And after you go ahead and give me that off, because I got a precept that brother Yahweh is, well. So when you look at this Mark 12:48, I want to precept that and show you exactly why we be looking at this book when any one of the six anointed camps talk. We watching everything from the pages of this book. What it says in Mark chapter, whatever I did say, you on the clock, come up.
Mark?
Yes, sir. Well, what it says in Mark 12:48 there, Brother Yahweh, do it say something that'll tie into what we're working with? So I got a precept coming. I got something behind it. If I can give me some good Mark 12:48. I got a precept coming that if we own something, come out.
If Mark only go to 12:44.
Well, okay. Well, make that look there, Brother Yahweh, Israel. You see I'm struggling. So when those still get a little struggling, so okay, all right, see, we understand what you're trying to bring out. Let's bag that up to 12:48 and took it out of Luke. How does that sound there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Luke 12:48 reads, "But ye are she that do not, and ye commit things worthy of stripes to be beaten with few stripes. But to whosoever much is given of him shall be much required. To whom men have committed much of him, they will ask some more."
See, they do their automatic ask for some more. And you know what they'll do? They'll have some Baruch. See, he told Baruch in the 45th chapter. He said, "Jeremiah, I'm getting ready to take down everything around the southern kingdom. I'm getting ready to take my big black foot and kick them as far as that I can kick them." Then old Baruch said in the 45th chapter, "Oh, woe is me." He said, "I tell you what." He said, although he didn't say it out of his mouth, but I read his mind. He said, "You go tell old Baruch, the one that be writing for you, I should kill you, Baruch. I'm getting ready to deliver the whole nation of Israel up, and you worry about something personal for yourself." He said, "Seek it not," in the 45th chapter, "because I might kill old Baruch." So you see, once you understand what he just said in Luke 12:48, he may have, see, when you know you're on point, this is what you will do. And see, this is what we watch the Bible. We hear the best of them bump the gun, but we watch the Bible. And because we know if you got some Luke 12:48, then when we read Baruch 4:28, it's a precept. Let's see what it says in Baruch chapter 4, verse 28.
The book of Baruch 4, verse 28 reads, For as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, for being returned, seek him 10 times more."
Ain't that so? See, they go right there, see, right? See, when your mind was to go astray, but But now is the time to seek Yahweh 10 times, and 10 and 7 is completion. You know, if you got 10% of 10 different things, you got the whole job. And same thing about 7 is a completion. And when you go past 7, you get to 8, you in a new beginning. See, all that good stuff is understand. That's why you seek Yahweh 10 times once you get this information. You get on by. You won't be looking around to what a brother doing or what a sister doing. Nobody doing. He's looking at, what can I do more? The more I do, I ain't backing away from nothing. I'm trying to get all the blessings I can get to help myself and my loved ones, and my loved ones on the same page as me. We own something. And you got to be careful. And Sirach 16 says, well, look what it says here. Because what we try to give you a big dose of this right here, we try to give you a big dose of Sirach 6:16. Let's see what it says there, Brother Yahdai Israel, 6:16 of the book of Sirach. The
book of Sirach 6, verse 16 reads, Sirach 6, verse 16, a faithful friend is the medicine of life, and they that fear Yahweh shall find him.
Ain't that something? So a faithful friend, that is the medicine of life. A faithful friend, see, right? Because your piece of kinfolk, well, that's my blood kinfolk. I understand what you're saying. But what did Yahweh just say? The greatest piece of medicine is a faithful friend, see, right? But a faithful friend is those that fear Yahweh. So now you know the definition of a faithful friend. A faithful friend is the one that fear Yahweh. Because if he fear Yahweh, that faithful friend, if you drop your wallet, he gonna pick it up and say, hey, you dropped your wallet. A faithful friend, you can walk and turn your back, and he got your back. Or she got your back. Because they fear Yahweh. Because they know what Yahweh is doing over there, and we're not reading 20 verse 1. The ministry is watching. He's watching the faithful friends. The faithful friend is not a backbiter, murmur, complainer. They all about Yahweh's business. Because they fear Yahweh. And Sirach pulled it. He kept on talking. He had a little bit more to say in the 19th chapter, verse 19 down to verse 24. He had some more to say. See, the much is given, much is required. And Sirach said, look here, I ain't do talking. Can I talk a little bit more? He said, go ahead. You talking about some fear of Yahweh, right? Yeah. Well, keep talking then, Sirach, in the 19th chapter, 19 down to verse 24. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Sirach, chapter 19, verse 19 to 24 reads. The book of Sirach, 19, verse number 19. The knowledge of the Torah instruction of Yahweh is the doctrine of life. And they that do things that please him shall receive the fruit of the tree of immortality. Verse 20. The fear of Yahweh is all wisdom. And in all wisdom is the performance of the Torah instruction and the knowledge of his omnipotence. Verse 21. If a servant says to his master, I will not do it as it pleases you. So afterwards he do it. He angers him that nourishes him. Verse 22. The knowledge of wickedness is not wisdom. See that any time. Verse 23. There is a wickedness and the same an abomination. There is a fool wanted in wisdom. Verse 24. He that has small understanding and fear of Yahweh. Better than one that had much wisdom and transgressed the Torah instruction of the Most High.
Now that's a whole lot of big talk there. You see that? You see how he continue on with the understanding the fear of the Yahweh is the performance. Give me the definition of that long word. That long word there, Brother Yahdai Israel. I would break down that long word there. If I don't even want to try to butcher it up, because you know, I might get 500 calls and run the machine all the way up on you butcher up the word. I ain't gonna butcher up the word. I ain't gonna say nothing. Just pull that word out again, because you did kind of stumble, but you straightened up so fast on it that nobody probably didn't catch it but me. So I ain't gonna try to butcher up that word. You just go ahead and look on that and what that word means, because that's what he just said. Let's talk about it, brother. Y'all got Israel Steve Ray.
One second, Estia.
See, one thing about it, see, right here, you know, we're watching everything from the pages of this book. And once you understand, you got a ministry in place. But one thing about it, those that understand this thing, much is given to you, much is required. But to show your loyalty, you have to be a Torah keeper. That's the game changer. Because we know when you're a Torah keeper, you got something to protect you. I don't care how long we went to school together, how long we did this together. You be your closest family member. I'm scared of you when I know you're not a Torah keeper. Because what's going to check you? Only thing can check you is Torah instruction. See, a Torah instruction tell you, don't get on that phone and make any statements or be a murmur, complaining, backbiter against anointed. Because one thing, Yahweh set up anointed, and when he gets tired of it, if that's the case, he's going to take it down. And we got to understand that. So the last thing we want to do is get in Yahweh's business. He don't need no help. He don't need no help, Steve Ray. Once we understand that, when Yahweh get tired of you, he going to sit you up, and he going to take you down. So when I hear anybody murmuring, backbiting, complaining, I cringe. Because the power of Yahweh says that's the last thing you do. I cringe when somebody will send you scriptures and talk about scriptures and you're not anointed to do so to leadership. I cringe on the ticking time bomb according to this Bible. Once we are, if you got your Yahweh before you, Yahweh will check you and say, if anybody anointed is out of line, I don't need no help from you and nobody else. And that's written over there in Isaiah 63. He said, I'm going to kick the teeth out of everybody alone. All I want you to do is obey what is written from anointed leadership. The last thing I'm going to do is cross this man up at this last hour. You don't do it. What you reading there, brother? Y'all got Israel? Was that long-winded enough for you to give me that long word without me butchering it up? Come on.
I'm looking at the online dictionary, and it reads, omnipotence, the quality of having unlimited, very great power.
Ain't that something? The man that we dealing with, he is power, and then he passed it on to the seer and took it down to the elders and all the ones. Do you understand what you're doing? When you have a murmuring, a backbiting spirit, do you know what he got written in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10? Do you know this verse is in the Bible? He's telling you soundly, if that's the spirit you got, it's not a Yahweh spirit. And he got it written exactly what he's going to do in 1 Corinthians 10:10, exactly what he's going to do at a time appointed. Everything in his Bible is written on what he's going to do. And our job is to aware you of it, because we are anointed to take care of this business, but to tell you that there's a verse written in 1 Chronicles 10, verse 10. What does it say?
The book of 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10 reads, neither murmur you, and some of them also murmur, and were destroyed of the destroyer.
That's what he's saying. And Sirach 28, particular verse 1. Is that what he say? And in Titus 1, verse 2, we're not reading it. He said, in hope of eternal life, I'm not lying about nothing. If you got a murmur, complaining, backbiting, or scripture writing, on the table, you want to send somebody scriptures and all that, listen, you lose. And if time is appointed, he going to turn that hose off, and you say, hey, there ain't nothing come out of it. Your time is up. And we're going to probably read that in a lesson to come to showing you that the mental spirit going to say, huh, he ain't want to hear nothing because now you're in my hand. You've been told by the anointed, six anointed cast what not to do, but that spirit of Satan, the devil, got you continue to doing things that going to cause you, now it don't cause you. Now you've been weighed in the balance, and now you've been wanted. All right, if you all understand this man, what kind of man is this man again? Read that one more time. This is what he says, the man we dealing with, he's what again? Brother Yada Israel, that we can read.
Omnipotence. The quality I have is unlimited. Very great power.
Hate that stuff. You see what the man is saying? This word, I ain't going to even try to touch it, but I'll tell you one thing. It's unlimited power. This man, well, okay, all right, WCC, I'll give you a precept. In the book of Isaiah, that brother Yahdiah Israel, WCC, you good for one. You've been pretty quiet anyway. You good for one. Tell you about this man that we serve. The man that we serve, we're going to see if we pull a rabbit out the head on the man we serve. This man says a profound statement. You can beat me to it, that brother Yahdiah Israel. Knock it out, because we know it's in the book of Isaiah. This man right here, in the book of Isaiah, he going to make it plain about this man in the book of Isaiah. And we going to read some of it on what he's saying. What this man's trying to tell the seer, to tell the elders. And the elders, was elders, teachers, let you know, this man got this power. And this man is a 49:16 of Isaiah. This man's a 49:16, Brother Yahdiah Israel. He's a 49:16 of the book of Isaiah. What does it say in 49:16?
The book of Isaiah 49:16. Behold, I have graven you upon the palms of my hand. Your walls are continually before me.
You see that? This man, you remember that old talk we had back in the school days? He got the whole world. You see? But see, they don't know that's in the Bible. This man do. He got a control of the whole world, and the world he got the whole world control of, it is the 45:17 of Isaiah. Yeah, he got the whole world in his hand. But do you know who he really got in his hand? And 45:17 of Isaiah, do you know this verse written in his Bible? What is written there? 45:17.
Book of Isaiah 45:17 reads, but Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed or confounded, world without end.
So now you know who we got. See, that's what we try to tell you, Steve, right? You see the book that everybody got? This is what is your book. This book was given to one people and one people alone. Although the world have grasped hold to your book, twist this book up, got you all disembobulated, but this is your book. This is, so anything you want to know is written in your book. Your book. If somebody bring you something outside of your book, so why would you bring me something outside of my book? And this is my book right here. So go in my book and tell me something out of my book. Don't bring me what somebody else can roll out of somebody else's book, because we got our own book. They call it now the Bible. This is our Bible. Look what it says in Surah 28:1. This is our book. The world got to know it. They're going to get louder and louder and louder. This book is our book. It belongs to one people, the children of Israel, 12 tribes. This is your book. And once you recognize that this is your book, then you no longer are Thomas verse 3. You no longer Thomas verse 3. What it says in Thomas verse 3. If you recognize that this book right here is your book, then guess what? We can send you anywhere if you recognize this is your book. And when you go before the peoples in other lands and whatever, you let them know, I'm coming to tell you about what's written in your book. What book is mine? This right here, this Bible. And this is what you tell them in Thomas verse 3 when you get there. What do you say?
I'm trying to run it down right quick, see
ya. Hallelujah. What do you say there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Because like I said, again, you were sitting with no person. You were sitting with just a couple books, but you had all take to work with. So that's what I'm trying to tell you, Steve, right? Listen to me. Once you recognize that what he told Thomas, the doubter, once he straightened Thomas up, he told Thomas something in verse 3. And once you become a Thomas verse 3 yourself, we can show you the next move. What it say in Thomas verse 3 there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
I mean the book of Thomas, verse number 3. Now quite a sign say, those who lead you say to you, see, the kingdom is in the sky. Then the birds of the sky will precede you. They say to you, it is in the sea. Then the fish will precede you. Brother, the kingdom is inside of you and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known. You will realize that it is you who are the sons and daughters of the living Yahweh the Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty. And it is you who are that poverty.
Yes, Aaron. It's up to you. Once you recognize who you are, then the phones be ringing all over the world saying, how could I get in, fit in? We know we got to have land, school, banquet hall. Land, school, banquet hall. You be rolling your sleeves up in a hurry. You're paying no never mind about not getting where you fit in at. You understand what you're supposed to be doing. He told you in Micah 2:10, we're not going to read. This is not your rep. You be all about one thing. Land, school, banquet hall, getting in the protocol order of Yahweh. Recognize Yahweh made no mistake. If he made you man, you got to do what the man tell you to do. If he made you one man of the man, you must do what's required of you to do. And once you do what is required of you to do, watch the difference. And what you mean, Daddy Steve, what is required? Well, how about Esther chapter 1, verse 20? I'll tell you what is required. It's required in Esther. This is a woman talking. This is a woman talking. Let's see what she say in 1, verse 20. Well, we're going to see what she say, WCC. Let's see what she's saying, and we're going to see, can we work with this? Esther, chapter 1, verse 20 says what?
Book of Esther, chapter 1, verse 20 reads, when the king decreed, which he shall make, shall be published throughout all his empire, for it is great, all the wives shall give to their husbands honor, both to great and small.
You mean that Bible said that? Read that again. Now the king, let's back up and find who this king is. The Bible got a double meaning. Let's go to St. John 1:49. Let's find who this king is. Let's get the eyeball approach who this king is saying what's supposed to be done. Now you got to find out. If you got to make, what is required of your make? We're going to find out in 1:49 according to the Bible. 1:49 says what?
The book of St. John 1. Book of St. John 1, verse 49 reads, Book of St. John, chapter 1, verse number 49. Nathaniel answered and said to them, Teacher, you are the son of Yahweh. You are the king of Israel.
So the king of Israel, and not only he the king of Israel, he also the king of something else in the book of Job, there, Brother Yahweh Israel. In the 18th chapter, he also the king of something else that we can read in Job chapter 18. We're going to find out something else about him being the king. In Job chapter 18, verse 11 and 14, he also the king of something else. Let's see what the Bible says, also the king of something else that we can read. In Job 18, verse 11 and 14, let's see what else he's the king of, Brother Yahweh Israel. Come on.
Book of Job chapter 18, verse 11, verse 14 reads, Job 18, verse number 11. Terror shall make him afraid on every side, shall drive him to his feet. Verse 14. His confidence shall be rooted out of his tabernacle. It shall bring him to the king of terror.
Ain't that something? You this man is. This man is the king of terror. Oh, I'm living in a neighborhood so listen. This man is the king of terror. This man is the king of terror. And you know what the king of terror said? Do what the king of terror says. Because now we know what king we're talking about. Now we're going to Esther chapter 1, verse 20. Now this is the king of terror is talking to you. Now you look in the mirror and see, is this going on in your family? This is what he says. The one got that unlimited power. This is what he says to Esther to put down in the book 1 verse 20. What did he say that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Esther 1 verse 20 reads, And when the king of terror decreed that he shall make shall be punished throughout all the empire, when it is great, all the wives shall give to their husbands honor, both to great and small.
I don't care what woman you are. You can be George Meyer woman or Vanita Biden woman, whatever woman, I don't care. You are judge and you're a woman. The king of terror said, I don't care if you small or you great. This is what I want to see done with my missile spirit report. I want to see what's going on in Esther 1, verse 20. What did it say again?
Esther 1, verse 20. When the king decreed which he shall make shall be published throughout all his empire, for his great shall give to their husband honor, both great and small.
Yeah, that's in the Bible. So look in the mirror. Is you going to father? Oh, I love him. Okay. That's what he said to. If you're not doing that, exactly to Esther 1:20, he put it in the mouth of a woman. He's going to tell you something. You put this in writing for those that got an ear to hear. I want the woman to reverence that Yahweh man. Whether you great or you small. And that's the end of it. And we'll precept the Bible. And Paul reached and grabbed that verse out of Esther. And Paul pulled that verse. He pulled it according to Esther. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33. Don't you understand? All you're supposed to do is pull verses. When you a man or woman of Yahweh, what you're supposed to do is pull verses. If the king of terror says, listen, I'm going to get what I want sooner or later, I want that woman to reverence whether you in a better position worldly than he is, I want you to reverence him, whether he's small or great. Whatever position he in, what position you in, you make sure you do what I tell you to do. And that's a precept. Let's see what it says in the book of Ephesians 5:33. And, you know, this is just a precept. I mean, just what the Bible's saying. What it say in 5:33?
Because Ephesians 5:33 reads, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love their wife, even as himself. And the wife, she that she reverence her husband.
You see what the Bible says? That's an order from Yahuwah. That's why you have to be taught how to find your better half. That's why the mother of the children of that man got to be teaching the babies what to look for. Because this is an order from Yahuwah how you supposed to behave. Whether you small or great in stature, your duty is to reverence that man. And that's the end of it. That's why you have to make sure you sit around a known account and come together in the head before you start dashing into the bed. Because all this got to be understood. Now, if that's not going on, then 25, 26 got to kick in. If you look in the mirror and you see that ain't going the way the Bible tell you to go, then Zerah 25, 26 kicks in. And what do it say? Do you hear what we're saying? Let's see what the Bible say. And what it say in 25, 26 of Zerah.
The book of Zerah 25, verse 26 reads, if she go not as thou wouldest have her, cut her off from your flesh, give her a bill of divorce, and let her go.
There it is. Is you going to do Bible or what? See, when you're doing Bible, you got to do Bible. Huh? Do he got a plane? If you don't do Bible, what he got written over in the 13th chapter, verse 8 through 10 of Jeremiah? No, okay. I ain't going to do Bible. I'm gonna try to work this thing out in my mind, and we're gonna sit around, we're gonna work it out in our mind. You know, then Yahuwah got a statement for that. In the 13th chapter 8 through 10 of Jeremiah, he gonna compare what your mind is gonna put the book down, and you're gonna do it this way, right? Let's see what got written in 13th chapter 8 through 10. Well, Jeremiah, you hear what I say again? Let's see what the Bible say behind it. What is that?
Book of Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 8 to 10 reads. Jeremiah 13, verse 8. Then the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 9. Thus saith Yahuwah, after this manner will I mark the pride of Yahuwah Judah, and the great pride of the southern kingdom. Verse 10. This evil people which refuse to hear my words, walk in the imagination of their mind. Walk after other false Yahuwah to serve them, to worship them. Shall he be as his girdle, which is good for nothing.
If you're not going to do the Bible, and that's why you have to make sure you instruct the better half, if you get a better half, then we got to do Bible here. The only way blessing's going to do, we're going to have to do Bible. Or what we're doing is good for nothing. And when you're good for nothing and you come another way in 10:1, you got it written in 5 verse 13 of Matthew. He gonna say what you say you're good for nothing? Okay, let's find what that nothing means. If it ain't gonna be done the Bible way, you're good for nothing. And so we're going to pull a verse from Yahuwah in 5:13 and see what he says. People can see what he says. You believe the Bible? Let's use the Bible saying 5:13.
The book of Matthew 5.
Yes, sir.
The book of Matthew 5, verse 13 reads, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, for which shall it be salted? It is then for good for nothing, but to be cast out, to be trodden under foot of men.
You see that? How you stand? Listen, The job of the seer is to pass it on to the elders. Elders are teachers. Teachers is the elders. How do you stand? Huh? Is you gonna apply to the Bible? Or are you gonna stick? Are you gonna keep on faking until you make it? If the order of my sin, Yahweh's blessing would not be there. We understand our job to tell you about the blessing. Leviticus 16, 29 through 34. Our job is to tell you about the blessing. If you want the blessing, you got to do the Bible. Our job is to aware you, bring it to your attention what the Bible says, how to receive the Almighty's blessing. In Leviticus chapter 16, 29 to 34 says what?
The book of Leviticus 16, verse 29 to 34 reads, book of Leviticus, chapter 16, verse number 29. This shall be a statute forever unto you, that in the 7th month, on the 10th day of the month, you shall afflict yourself. Do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourned among you. Verse 30. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you, to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before Yahweh. Verse 31. It shall be a Sabbath of rest unto you. You shall afflict yourself by statute forever. Verse 32. And the priest, whom he shall anoint, and whom he shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office in his father's stead, shall make the atonement, and shall put on the linen clothes, even the righteous garments. Verse 33, he shall make an atonement for the righteous temple. He shall make an atonement for the temple, tabernacle of the congregation, for the altar. He shall make an atonement for the priest, for all the people of the congregation. Verse 34, and this shall be an everlasting statute unto you, to make an atonement for the family of Israel for all their sins once a year. And he did as Yahweh commanded Moses.
Now when it's applied, I don't care how low down you've been or what you did on the left side. Once it's applied, then the 43rd chapter of Ezekiel kicks in. Once you understand the seer's job, and the ones that anointed job is can't see somebody doing something. The ones you have anointed, you have to step to the plate and get your seal. Because whatever you did all year long, Yahweh give you a day to make atonement for all your wicked, low-down ways that you thought of in your mind to be blotted out. Because he tell you plainly who he is in Isaiah 43. He's here, see, hold that point. Go to Isaiah 43. All the wickedness that you have said and done in your mind, it might never came out your mouth, but Yahweh know your thoughts. But Yahweh told him soundly to understand, and you'd be sitting there with your mouth closed. You might be watching Ricky Ricardo or somebody on TV, but Yahweh is looking right at your mind. And Yahweh is saying, just tell them who I am. Isaiah 43, verse 25. Who am I? Let the Bible tell you who this guy is.
Isaiah 43, verse number 25 reads. Isaiah 43, verse 25. I, even I, am he that blotted out your sin for mine own sake, who will not remember your sins.
Verse 26, he said, I'm the one that blot out your sin. But if you ain't doing it the way I tell you to do it, your sins remain. If you ain't doing it the way I tell you to do it, I got a day. And you supposed to make sure you already wrote it down in your paper, on your paper book, about you, how you can confess everything you have done low down you there. And Yahweh said, once it sound good to the old seal and the ones that anointed, then you hit them with some oil, and your sin have been forgiven. You understand that? That's why you got to have a blueprint. He give you 8 days to do that. And all six locations is open up for that one day. You got to bring your paperwork and be sincere. And whatever you got to do in front of Yahweh, you do it. Because you want everything you have done low down to the left side be a clean slate. So you got more than one word to say. And now we can read that verse because he tells us plainly in 64 verse 6 of Isaiah, and you holding it out, holding it down, then what is written in 64 verse 6? Now we can bring that verse in. You thought I forgot about that verse. I didn't forget about it. Yahweh said hold that verse up. But now bring it in still. What is it saying in 64 verse 6 of Isaiah?
Look at Isaiah 64. Verse number 6 reads, for Isaiah chapter 64, verse number 6, for we are all as an unclean thing, and our righteousness are as filthy rags. We all do fade as a leaf, and our sin like the wind have taken us away.
You see that? He said we all as filthy rags. Well, I'm not going to atone. Okay, good. That's on you. You take that puffed up spirit and you do it the way you want to do it. But I'll tell you one thing, you're walking on a crapshoot. According to Yahweh, he said, we all are filthy rags. If you don't fall out for you some dust says Yahweh, he don't wipe, you don't wipe away all the days that you ran the mouth without opening the mouth. See, you can run your mouth and not open your mouth. Yahweh, he said, look here. I know your thoughts, even in your back chain. He said, that day, he said, but tell them, see, I got one day for them. And one day they got to go all out and to get the nod from you. You know what I say? You got to get the nod from the seer. He's going to read it. It's going to point third chapter of Isaiah. And the ones he anointed in the rest of the camp, I'm going to show you what we're saying. In the 43rd chapter, verse 27. And we're going to read it. See, ain't nothing we saying that you not going to be able to read on K54. So if you kept up with 53, 52, 51, and you tie 54 in, it should all, you won't say, oh, boy. Man, you mean all them wicked thoughts? When I was watching the Richard Carter, the Lucy and the Richard Carter show, I had all the wicked thoughts in my head. He can forgive me for that too. Yeah, but you gotta come proper. And look what Yahweh got written right over here, out of Ezekiel the seer, verse 43. Give me the last three lines in verse 43 that brother Yahweh got Israel. See, now okay, well, let me show you what I mean. Afterwards, let's go to 23rd chapter, verse 38 verse. Just plays the part two. 23 verse 38. What is saying in Leviticus 23 verse 38?
The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse number 38 reads. Leviticus 23, verse 38. Besides the Sabbath of Yahweh, besides your gift, besides all your vows, besides all your free will offerings, which you give unto Yahweh.
Verse 44, listen.
Verse 44. Leviticus 23, verse 44. And Moses declared unto the family of Israel the feast.
Precept at the 38, verse 11 of Sirach.
The book of Sirach. Chapter 38, verse number 11 reads, Sirach 38, verse number 11. Give a sweet savor and a memorial of fine flour and make a fat offering as not be.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing written down. I'm just following what is given to me to tell you. what he's saying, for him to say what he said in 4:3. Then he's going to say in the last three verses of Ezekiel, the last three verses, verse 27, 4:3, 27, this is what he says in the last three verses. Let's see what he say. You hear what I said? Let's see what he say.
The book of Ezekiel 43, verse 27.
Yes, sir. Give me the last three verses.
Book of Ezekiel 43, verse 27, read. And when these days are expired, it shall be that upon the eighth day and so forward, priest shall make your burnt offering upon the altar, your peace offering. And I will accept you. Save Yahweh.
You see that? He said, he's going to accept you. Says Yahweh. When you did what you had to do, and he'll get the message down to the ones that's anointed. He said, they have been accepted. All them low-down wicked spirits you had, Yahweh says, he says, the book of Hebrews, chapter 8, verse 12, on the right side, Paul was back to the great big temple of the southern kingdom. And this is what Paul says to the nation of southern kingdom and northern kingdom of that too, at the great big temple. He said he made it plain in 8, verse 12. What did he say?
The book of Hebrews, literary Hebrews, chapter 8, verse number 12 reads, well, I would be merciful to this unrighteousness. And their sin will I remember no more.
All the low-down things that you said you did, Yahweh said, a day of atonement to remove that. You got one day, one day to remove, to wipe the slate clean. And Yahweh, one day, he said, you tell them they got one day to slate clean. All six locations is open. You got one day to wipe up all your murmuring, complaining, backbiting, everything. Yahweh said, I'm going to give them one day. And but they got to come clean. They got to give a good profession. Good talking. Yahweh, you might have to put out the notion in your back pocket. Huh? Well, it's up to you. You know what you done did. And Yahweh said something to Issachar's boy when all that good stuff is said. He said, Issachar's boy, what's your name? He said, Job. He said, well, I tell you what you do. You put down what I tell you to put down, Job, Issachar's boy. And 42nd chapter, Brother Yahdai Israel, what he says, and 42, verse 8, and let's pick it up where it says, we want Yahweh to get in on this, and where it talks about, and my servant, Job is Issachar's boy. You see what it says, and my servant? What he says, and my servants, in that verse 8, 42 verse 8. Let's see what he says, and my servant. Now, you know who Yahweh's servant is, right? Right? We're clear about that. Let's see what he says about, and my servants. What did he say that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Job, 42, verse number 8 reads, and my servant Job shall pray for you. For him will I accept. Since I deal with you after your folly, that you have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job.
Hey, that's up. Read that again. Did you hear what the man said? You hear what Yahweh is saying? He said, I'm going to tell y'all something. He said, if you don't get it right with my servants, that I'm gonna deal with you with your father. He said, I ain't got to hear come out your mouth. He said, I know the thoughts in your head. I know about 2 Kings 6:12. We ain't going to read for time's sake. He said, I got this thing covered. But I'm going to tell you something. Who you better get right, and he got to give me the nod. Who is that again? Read that again, Brother Yaakov. That's what he said.
The book of Job 42:8. And my servant Job shall pray for you. For him will I accept. If I deal with you after your folly, that you have not spoken to me the thing which is right, like my servant Job.
So you see, right? So you see that? Well, WCC, we don't mind giving you a right side of the book. Is that what you want? We'll give you the right side of the book. Let's go to Acts chapter 8. We'll give you the right side of the book, and we'll get right down to the matter. In Acts chapter 8, let's see how you're supposed to see that what Issachar boy say. Now, this went all the way over to the 8th chapter, and look at verse 24. This is what you're supposed to say. This is when you know your spirit is right. This is what you're supposed to say. Right here, 8:24. Now, you can be Mr. or Mrs. this name. This is how you're supposed to respond. Let's see what happens. 8:24. Let's see what the book say.
The book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 24 reads, and after Simon said, pray you to Yahweh for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me.
Ain't that so? Did you hear the book say? So they understood that now. We don't understand. We think we can elbow something. No. You got to get it right with the one that's anointed to get it right. They have to get some great hearing on what you're saying, because you held accountable for what you're saying. And in Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2. So they got to hear you give a good profession. They got to hear it. You got to bring them notes out, and you got to get busy. What you try to do is get rid of everything you have did from the left side, and Yahweh give a day that you got to have your mouth right, and you got to stretch out right and get it right. And then you're going to say, yeah, see ya. Anointed leadership is, although he knew the answer anyway, how that prayer sound pretty good to me. All right. Then tell them they got a clean slate. Whatever they've been low down on, or whatever they undid, and whatever that, and that was Job said in the first chapter. He said, I got to stretch y'all out, but I don't know what my family undid. I got to make sure I stretch y'all right. See, this is some big business here, see, right here. That's why we in place to show you what this Bible's saying. You got to get it right. Y'all already know what you're going to do anyway. But it got to be so convincing. You fool anointed leadership of the 6th anointed camp. You got to fool them. But you ain't going to be the fool them, because you're going to come clean, right? Right. If you come clean, then Yahweh said, my child, you have been forgiven. That is right there. What you reading, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Nothing on the table there, see?
Nothing on the table? I thought something was on the table.
We just did Acts. So
okay, we got Acts chapter 8, verse 24 out the way, so we got that out the way. Okay, good. Well, we're gonna bag it down. Give me Zechariah chapter 7, verse 5, and we bag it down, Brother Yahya, so we get ready for the special edition called Thursday evening. We'll bag it down in Zechariah chapter 7, verse 5. This 7-month day, what this thing is all about, how you gotta conduct yourself. Everything is written. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 5. Let's talk about it.
Look at Zechariah 7, verse 5 reads, speak unto all the people of Israel, to the priest, saying, when you fast and mourn in the 5th and 7th month, even those 70 years that you had all fast unto me, even to me.
Mm-hmm. The fast is a fast, and it's a day of mourning. That day is a day of mourning, see, right? That day is not a day for skinning and grinning. We'll get a precept on the Ecclesiastes, the regular book, chapter 7, 2 through 5. That day right there is a fast for mourning, Steve Ray. He said, I'm going to give you one day to turn up on your backstroke, and you got to go all out in that one day. And you ain't worry about, you worry about getting yourself a pass. If you get to worry about what the world thinking, no. You got to go now. Because you know you've been low down, and you're going to say some things out in your mind. If you got to clean it up. And Yahweh going to say, they clean it up pretty good. Then you got a newness of life once you have cleaned it up real good. And you know what? The six anointed camps, we're going to be listening real good on what you're going to do. You're going to let your pride get in the way and put yourself out of the will of his blessing. Because he ain't got but one day for atonement to forgive every lowdown backbite move you were made all year round. That's up to you. We're going to tell you where it is. What you reading that, Brother Yahweh Israel? Come on.
We just read Zechariah 7, verse 5.
Yeah, but we do some on tape, Brother Yahweh Israel. We do Ecclesiastes chapter 7, 2 through 5 on tape. We do some on tape. All right, Brother Yahweh Israel, I got my eye on you now. Ecclesiastes out of regular book, chapter 7, 2 through 5. Let's see what it says.
The book of Ecclesiastes.
Yes, sir.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse number 2 through 5 reads. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 2. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men. The living will lay it to their mouth. Verse 3. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the mind is made better. Verse number 4. The mind of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the mind of fools is in the house of mirth. Verse 5. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools.
You hear the songs of fools? A song of fool, he got to always want to talk about something that you can't read nowhere. That's the song of a fool. See, it's time out for songs of the fool, see, right here. Yeah, get yourself right for the Yahweh, because you don't get yourself right on that a day of atonement. Then if you don't get yourself right on that day of atonement, it ain't no afterthought. You got one day for you to have your, you know, they had they ran an old thing on TV about all your bills will be paid up. We'll pay all your bills. If you understand that. But you don't understand what Yahweh is saying. Yahweh giving you one day to remove every one of your backbiting, murmuring, complaining ways. He's giving you one day to make your showing in the six anointed camp, one of the camp, call for detail. Get to one of them. Get you a good profession on telling Yahweh you're going to be all right. I understand what you got written in this Bible. I understand that the way you created me, that's the end of it. And that's the way it's going to be. And I know what I'm supposed to do, and I'm going to do it. So once you make that, and now I remember what I just said. Numbers 30, he said, brought back to the table. I said to you that, Brother Yahweh, Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2, we close out with that. Because we close out with that. What it says in Numbers chapter 30, verse 1 and 2.
Book of Numbers 30, verse number 1.
Yes, sir.
Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2. Book of Numbers, 30, verse 1. And Moses spake unto the heads of the tribes concerning the family of Israel, saying, this is the thing which Yahweh have commanded. If a man vow unto Yahweh or swear an oath, bind himself with the bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth.
Yes, and right. So when you give your great profession in one of the six locations. He said, once it come out your mouth, go on back and let Satan jump on you again. And guess what? 5:14, Luke Yahweh say that in St. John 5:14. You see, that's what I say. You know, how can you put a tape on with all this information he's going to give you off the top? And 5:14, what he say? Is this what you want? Is this what you want to hear from the anointed, the ones that's anointed? What he say in 5:14? St. John.
St. John 5, verse 14, read.
Read,
St.
read.
John 5. Verse 14. Afterwards, Yahweh the Son founded them in the temple. Said unto him, behold, you are made whole. Say no more. These are the worst things come unto you.
You the man said, you've been made whole. And now, after we get a wink that you've been made whole, you gave a great profession, you've been made whole. Listen. Don't let that Satan catch you outside of one of them different anointed and jump right back on you again. Do the worst thing gonna come up on you. So that's why he wants your confession out the mouth, see right. We'll leave it like that. And let Brother Yahdai Israel from that long journey right back and put his thoughts together and we'll be back on again tomorrow. I'm gonna tell you something, see right. He only got one day to come clean. All the backbiting murmurs that you did with your mouth closed. Yahweh said, I can forgive that. And he know what you did and how you did. It's up to you to come clean. Six Anointed Council will be open up for you. Get in where you fit in at. And in between you and Yahweh, you get it right with him. Where he can say, my son, my daughter, your sins have been forgiven. Anointed group, get over there and slap that oil on them. Because they made a confession with the mouth. Brother Yahdai Israel, what's your clothes on that? Come on.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, the way rolling out there, Israel of Sea Royal. Great work, team. To the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So listen, that's why we never know what we're going to say, but we know one thing. Yahweh is behind this ministry, and we tell you like it is. You're going to have to make a great confession, because you know all the stuff you did for the whole year? This man said, I got one day for you to clean it up, to give you a newness of life, and you ain't going to go, like I said, gone whole headlong for that. Shame on you. Let's run back today on get his final thoughts on tape 54 and bring him in and remember one thing, pal talk or anything you want to say. And about a little while, you can go in the room and say something. You're allowed to say something shortly. But I think we'll make it plain enough to just be all ears. Elder Skills, you and the clock for your final thoughts to take 54 come up.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And look like before we go any further, that Pal Talk seems to be a little lazy. Looks like we're going to have to reboot my computer for Pal Talk. But anyway, we know that we all came to see those things through proper teaching that some looking can never find. And I think that we found what we've been looking for. We found the answer, and that those have not been taught. So we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know. We have many people out there that camouflage their evil or confused teaching. They try to pass them over to their brothers and sisters and friends. And you don't listen, they use that loud bump the gums contest to make you shut your mouth, to keep teaching you wrong. Even use the Bible scriptures as weapons against you to continue have you to listen to them. So we're here to help guide you through these dark times of confusion and bad teaching and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days, as we often mention. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek, and you have found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yadah, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We're also using a website address. To get there, open up any smart device on the search line. Right on that search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. By clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is also greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind? To keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days, as we often mention throughout our program. The calendar will continue to educate you on when they start, what they're all about, and when they end. For the live program, the feature is only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. On the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Try Yada. Click the red live button. As soon as this appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m. except Fridays. Program will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yahuwah. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or now any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during and after the normal broadcast, we're usually transmitting on Pal Talk. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the online Bible topics will be Elder Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Riding Shotgun. No comments will be taken off topics or more than two text questions answered. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Rock Talk ends before time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yakwa will be with you all. Yeah, that's why I have to check to make sure our Pal Talk computer is rebooted so you can continue to listen to us on Pal Talk. But today is another day where we're going to listen to the words of Yakwa, and we're all going to come out learning something. We're not going to cash out those words behind my back or follow people taking the verses another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers, and the deceptive listeners. Remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yakwa Eli created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Anyone ever tell you they've done more, they just lied. So now we find that they'll be doing the work of another, and that's impossible. So to continue to find out what our possibilities may be, let's keep your Bibles open. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yakwa.
This word can speak for itself. Like I said again, we got to make sure we're clear that we got to make a, got to come clean. Yakwa said, I'm giving you one day. In that one day, you have to go all out in that one day. In that one day, this man got so much power. He's telling you right now, in that one day, every backbiting, argument, complaint that you ever did for that whole year, I'm giving you opportunity to put your face in the place of the six anointed camp and confess and come clean. And he's saying, your sins will be forgiven. You think that ain't a merciful Yakwa? Yes, it is. And so look at it. You know what you've been on. And I will tell you exactly, I answer that question in a minute there, WCC. We're going to look for the mothers, Mother B.F. Israel, Mother E., Mother Z., and all the mothers, and one thing about it, the mothers, they ready to help you out. Anyway, they qualified to help you. But you got to understand one thing. We do everything by the pages of the book. We're able to help you, but from the pages of the book. Got it? Good. Mother D.F. Israel, Mother Yagdab, Mother E and Z Israel, tribe of Yagdab Judah. I'm telling you something. We in place to help you, but you got to want to help. And Yahweh will say, your sins is forgiven if you follow what's written in his Bible. You do it any other kind of way, you lose. Mother D.F. Israel, Yahweh Bishop C. Ray.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there. Mother D.F. Israel, Mother E., Mother Z., Yahweh be with y'all. One thing about it, this is big business. In the book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse 12, can you help me out? Matter of fact, take it down to verse 15. Sirach, chapter 10, verse 12 through 15. Can you help me out there, Mother D.F. Israel? Let's see what that say. Again, let's see what that say in Sirach, chapter 10, verse 12 through 15.
So Sirach, chapter 10, verses 12 to 15. Verse 12. The beginning of pride is when one depart from Yahweh and his mind is turned away from his maker. 13. The pride is the beginning of sin, and he that has it shall pour out abomination. And therefore, Yahweh brought us upon them strong calamities and overthrow them utterly. 14. Yahweh has cast down the throne of proud prince and set up the meek in their stead. 15. Yahweh has plucked up the root of the proud nation and planted the lowly in their place.
Mm-hmm. Let's precept that to Matthew 12. Look at Matthew 12:43 down to verse 45. So let me tell you something, Steve Roy. If you're not going to do the Bible the way he tell you to do the Bible, you're going to claim it yourself. Yahweh got a day of atonement. One day of atonement. You got to make it right with Yahweh. That's up to you. You make it right with Yahweh. The man mm-hmm. said, I'm going to blot out everything you have did, all up. Disobedient that you thought in your brain. That you didn't even say out your mouth. He said, I'm going to wipe that clean too. That bargaining, that is a chip that you're supposed to say, hey, I got to get me some of that. Let's see what it says in Matthew 12:43 down to verse 45. Listen good. Most GF Israel. Matthew 12:43. Mm-hmm. Let's take one verse at a time. 43. One at a time. I want you to say something, Steve. I don't know what I'm going to say right here, Red. 12:43.
Matthew 12:43. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man or woman, he walketh through dry place, seeking rest and finding none.
When the unclean spirit goes out of you, see, when you are atone on that one day, what you try to do is get rid of that unclean spirit. All the thoughts in your head, all them wicked ways, you're trying to get that unclean spirit to come out of you. Yes, you take over your mind. When it got you, when you puffed all up and you can't make an honest confession before Yahweh, and he giving you everything you did 1 year to come clean, so the unclean spirit, you can force that unclean spirit out of you through the word of Yahweh. But the unclean spirit, you can pull him out of you. You can be, I'm going to do all that. But we read in Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2. If you make a confession out your mouth, don't let the unclean spirit, he jumped out you. Then he going to leave your body, and then you're going to look for him some rest. What he rests is in the souls of man and woman. So he'll go around the corner and see if somebody else to jump into. You know, he'll go around the corner and look for your grandmama. He's going to go look for your grandmama. Because she ain't, I go look for your mama, your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I go jump in there because I don't see him up in here. And now that's on the cat. I jump in there for a minute. I'm looking for rest. What I rest in is in your body. I rest in your mind. You got it? Good. So you have made a clean confession. That spirit will jump out of your mind. Now you're looking for somebody else to work on, which is plenty out there. What's the next verse say?
44. Then he said, I will return unto my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished.
Ain't that something? He left you because you gave a great confession. He went on about his business. But all of a sudden, he said, his grandmama, her grandmama, and dad, and mama, and kids, I got them. They all upside down. Anyway, shoot. I got them already. Let me go back and peep at that great confession I heard going on, and let me see. They made a final statement. But is they just talking, or is they walking? So it came back to people. But I think that was all tongue in cheek, because nothing new and you done. You after you did all that, you wasn't straight. Read that verse one more time. I want to hear it one more time. That same verse one more time.
Matthew 12:44. Then he said, I will return unto my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, sweet, and garnished.
What do you mean? He's all that great big old talk. You ain't about nothing. All that great big old talk about you gonna do this, you gonna do that. He said, you see that person? They ain't up no book. They still got the same old stony ability on gave up. You know, I've been around a minute or two, and I've seen the best of them. I remember one that on David told me like to ball all out. I mean, just roll all around and get it right. And before you get your testimony out somewhere and get back in your seat and get situated, there's somebody, if that old Satan, take that old little sack and just wipe it, rub it before your eyes. And all of a sudden, everything will go down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you just said, go down the drain. Because all they're going to do, okay, we'll find out how sincere you is. I'm going to have one of my demons outside waiting on you with that little sack. That little weed waiting on you. I'm going to see how much you got on you when I put this weed sack in your ass. See? You're going to be tested. You're going to be tested. Okay. What happened next? What's the next verse say? Now, once you test and find out you are nothing but a bunch of hot air, look what the mental spirit is going to say. The next verse.
Matthew 12:45. Then goeth he and take with himself seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man or woman is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
He said it. Came back after that testimony was all over because in 27 verse 3, Adam and Eve, he heard it, but in Adam and Eve, first book of Adam and Eve, 27 verse 3. Can you help me out there, Mother D.F. Israel, in the book of Adam and Eve, 27 verse 3. Let me speak to you according to the Bible. In 27 verse 3, what it says in Adam and Eve, 27 verse 3. We know you got a yellow hair on it anyway, so this ain't nothing but a cakewalk. What it says in 27 verse 3 there, Mother D.F. Israel?
All right. I'm getting to it.
We know when you find it, you see some yellow on it with an arrow pointed on it, because you never know when it'll come up. So we know you already got that. That's already marked and ready to go. Well, you can jump right down on that 27 verse 3. What it says in 27 verse 3?
The book of Adam and Eve, verses 27, verse 3. He then placed his throne near the mouth of the cave because he could not enter into it by reason of their
Right there. Good enough. See, when you're in one of the six anointed camps and your prayer's going good, and Satan done jumped up out of you and his demons jumped up on you. They know they got to hide out. They got to hide out, but they hide out full enough to know one thing. You talking real good in there, and I know I can't enter in now because the word of Yahweh is in there. I can't do nothing. But don't think I can't wait on you. I'm going to wait on you, catch you going up, coming outside. I'm gonna come outside and see what you on and find out what you on. You was on just fat mouth and tongue and cheek. And he's going to call seven of his friends, his friends, call backbiting friends, every friend that is contrary to the book, I'm going to call them all. Hey, come here, come out. This person over there was making all that noise, and they gave a great confession. But they were phony as a $9 bill. They were phony as a $9 bill. Ain't nothing they said they was going to do. They were phony as a $9 bill. He invited seven more his friends to come make you more wicked than you was, but behind your confession. So you got to be very careful, because everybody's taking notes. on your confession. And something ain't taking notes. And Satan taking notes too. And 1 Peter chapter 5. He tell you something in 1 Peter chapter 5, there, Mother D.F. Israel. And Peter about 5 verse 8. Let's see what it says in, well, let me see. Let me see if I can find this Peter. Chapter 5, 1 Peter 5. Let me tell you, do, and pick up verse 5 down to verse 7. 1 Peter 5, 5 down to verse 7. Listen to it. 1 Peter 5, 5 to verse 7 says what?
1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 through 7. Verse 5 reads, likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elders. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed, and be clothed with humility, for Yahweh resisteth the proud and give mercy to the humble. Verse 6, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of Yahweh, that he may exalt you in due time. Verse 7, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you.
Casting all your, and do what in verse 8?
Be sober. Be vigilantly. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walk about, seeking whom he may devour.
Yeah. So he said, watch yourself now. I heard you playing the WCC. Can you give me an idea how a prayer supposed to be? Okay, we'll give you what a prayer supposed to be like. And the book of Psalms 35:14. Now listen good. This is how a prayer supposed to be like. Now, those got an ear to hear. Let's see what it says in 35:14 in the book of Psalms.
Psalms chapter 35, verse 14. I behave myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bow down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother.
Now, those that have lost one of their closest little ones, you remember that feeling? That's the feeling you want your prayer for, being that kind of line. Your prayer to get that heebie-jeebies off of you has to be as you have lost somebody close to you. So you know how you feel when somebody that's real close to you is no longer with you. You know, that's how your prayer got to be, according to Yahweh in 35:14. Read one more time. See, this ain't no, you want your sins forgiven for all the backbiting, the murmuring, complaining, the not being faithful in the brain, not being in your proper position. You want a clean slate. The only thing with a clean slate, you got to have a Psalm 35:14. Now those that got it in here, you let those that know, well, what you supposed to say, what I do, is that you got to have a prayer like it's a 35:14 of Psalm. What it say?
Psalms 35, verse 14. I behave myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bow down heavily as one that mourns for his mother.
Ain't that something? Ain't that big, Mother D.F. Israel?
That's big. Hallelujah.
That's big. You see the Bible saying? That big stuff right there. Back up to Genesis 32:10-12. That's big stuff. See, I'm telling you something. You might be done some things that You have to give it up to get a newness of life. You talk about the newness of life tomorrow. You have to give it up. You have to give it up as you've lost somebody closer as your mother, your brother, your auntie. So you got to give it up in that perspective, according to David 35:14. You got to give it up. What does it say in Genesis 32:10-12?
Genesis chapter 32, verses 10 to 12. Verse 10, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercy and of all the truth which you have shown unto your servant. For with my staff I pass over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. 11. Deliver me, I pray you, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother children. Verse 12. And thou saidest, I will surely do you good and make your seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude.
Because what in verse 10? Why even do all this again in verse 10? Now why is all this? Go ahead, read verse 10 again.
Genesis 32:10. I am not worthy of the least all the mercy and of all the truth which you have shown unto your servant. For with my staff I pass over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands.
Good. So see, Yahweh showed the seer exactly what to do. And the seer's job is to give it to the elders, the elder teachers. The elders, the teachers, must get it to father, must get it to the mothers. The mothers must get it to the children. He showed us your way out. And you read it for yourself. Let's go to 2 Ezra chapter 7. We're going to 2 Ezra chapter 7. Verse 66 down to verse 69. Listen real good what it got written in 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 66 and 69. Make sure you put a little yellow on it there, Mother D up Israel and Aaron. Make sure you put a little yellow on 2 Ezra 7, 66 down to verse 69. What it say?
Well, that's what I was going to bring out in my clothes.
Well, see, one thing about it, Yahweh always going to keep those seer up on what he got to do. And sooner or later, you'll recognize the seer in the midst of everybody. Second Ezra, chapter 7. I'll tell you what I do. I bypass your clothes then. And I tell you
my clothes in Second Ezra, chapter 7. Verses 20 and 21. That's my close.
Okay, good. Well, give me 66 down to 69. Because see, one thing about it, 1:9, one accord, and dust says from Yahweh. Second Ezra 7, verse 66 down to verse 69. Put a little yellow on it and put a little arrow in, and that's what you would have said.
All right. Second Ezra, chapter 7, verse 66 to 69. Verse 66. And that he is of great mercy, for he multiplied more and more mercy to them that are present and that are past, and also to them which are to come. 67. For if he shall not multiply his mercy, the world could not continue with them that inherit therein. Verse 68. And he pardons, for if he did not sow of his goodness, that they which have committed sin might be ceased of them. The 10,000 part of men shall not remain living. 69. And being judged, if he should not forgive them that are cursed with his word, and put out the multitude of contention.
Mm-hmm. That's a big trouble there. But see, but time say I like to tear all this real good. But Yahweh say I'm in control. He said, all you gotta do is hold yourself from the mighty arm of Yahweh and do what his will. He give you one day of atonement. That means, look, you put all the low-down things you have been in your brain, how you're back talking, everything else. Yahweh said, I allow you, I give you a day. I give you one day to come clean.
Mm-hmm.
To come clean. Let's see what Issachar's boy said in 22 of Job. Issachar's boy said, let me get a little something out of that 1 through 7 and 15. See, Issachar's boy is Brother Job. You know the one saying, 30, I'm black and I'm proud. You know, that's what he said. Let's see what old Issachar's boy say in 22 verse 1 through 7 and 15. It's up to you, see, right? The man got one day for you. One day of atonement. If you miss it, send it to you. All six locations is open. It's up to you to make a clean, righteous confession that I don't want to be that low-down person. I know Satan is standing out there waiting on me. I'm going to come clean. But remember one thing. Satan going to be looking at you, boy, like a cheap suit behind that because he ain't got no place to rest in. And you've been a pretty good vessel for him. You've been a pretty good vessel for him. And he's good mad at you. Because you said you will come clean. Shoot. 22, 1 through 7 and 15. What does it say?
Job chapter 22, verses 1 and 7 and verse 15. Verse 1. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, verse 2, can a man be profitable unto Yahweh as he that is wise? Many be profitable unto himself. Verse 3, is it any pleasure to the Almighty that you are righteous, or is it gain to him that you make your ways perfect? Verse 4. Will he reprove you for fear of you? Will he enter with you into judgment? Verse 5. Is not your wickedness great, and thine sin, iniquity, infirmities? Verse 6. For you have taken a pledge from your brother for naught, and stripped the nakedness of your clothing. Verse 7. Thou hast not given water to the weary to drink, and thou hast withhold bread from the hunger. Verse, thou madest the old way which wicked men have trodden.
You know what the man saying? The man said, because you righteous, you want to pat on the back? He said, you want to pat on the back because you are all good? He said, that's a good thing. But don't look for no pat on the back behind you all good. He tell you plainly by your pat on the back in Romans chapter 12, 1, 2, and 3. Listen, you want to pat on the back because you keeping the Torah instruction? You want to pat on the back that you out there to help somebody straighten themselves up? you ain't getting no pat on the back. He tell you plainly what you got. Eternal life. Eternal life. Why do you want a pat on the back for doing the will of Yahweh? 12th chapter 1, 2, and 3. Thank you.
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Romans chapter 12, verses 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. Verse 3. For I say, though the mercy given unto me to every man or woman that is among you, not to think of themselves more highly than he or she ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Yahweh has dealt to every man and woman the measure of faith.
Yeah. So he says, those that have this understanding, don't puff yourself up and humble, and do your service in Yahweh and receive your blessing.
Yeah.
Help these ones that got to understand some things. Don't pump yourself up.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 9:27. What does it say? 1 Corinthians 9:27 says what?
Okay.
1 Corinthians 9:27.
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27.
Yes, ma'am.
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. But I keep under my body and bringing it into subjection, that by any means, when I have taught to others, I myself should be a castaway.
So you see what you're saying? So like the old seer, hey, I don't get no pass on the back because behind come on his never six. Well, I call never six. No, that don't mean nothing to Yahweh. That is my reason of service. I ask him, give me more. I want more. Because I know how dangerous man is. Give me more. Give me more to do. Give me up and you give me up to do more. Give me some more. Because I know the damage you're going to cause with those that's out of line. And he got it written in Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Listen to what he's saying. This is what this man is saying. That's why we always got to be prepared to be entered in season, out of season. What he said in Ezekiel 3, 20 and 21.
Okay. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 20 and 21.
Yes, ma'am. What did it say?
Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Verse 20. Again, when the righteous man do turn from his righteousness and commit sins, and I lay a stumbling block before him or her, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at your hand. 21. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man or woman that the righteous sin not, and he or she do not, and he or she doeth not sin, he or she shall surely live. Because he or she is warned, also thou hast delivered your soul.
What is he saying? You got righteous everywhere, but you always got to remind the righteous that's your real
yeah.
servant. Don't mm-hmm. mess around now and think you got enough laid in the wings. Well, now I can drag away from my righteous. No, no, no. Same thing go for Osir. If you see Osir
mm-hmm.
leading the wrong way, tell Osir, yeah, I know you've been teaching pretty good there, Osir. You got me straight. You got me straight. But you better
mm-hmm.
stay straight. Because
mm-hmm.
whatever you are doing from Yahweh, it's like the music of cherubs. 10 cherubs, 11 bodies. When that music
mm-hmm.
stops, you
mm-hmm.
will be one and six. So you got to go up this thing like it's your last every time you go in it. Helping the brothers
mm-hmm.
and sisters on the same thing is your Rema service. Let's go to
mm-hmm.
St. John chapter 9 and look at 39 through 41 and close the statement. St. John chapter 9, 39 through 41. Remember one thing, T. Ray, that day of atonement is to clear out everything you have did. Yahweh give you a chance to clear out. You know, they had a little contest going on downtown years ago. You just come, bring me something, and I wipe off the whole bill. You want to steal a debt, right? Same thing he's telling you now. Everything you have did, if you come clean on that one day, make an honest confession, do the man tell you to do, I'm going to blot out everything you have did with your low-down self. And so is me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm going to blot it out. That's
mm-hmm.
a great body you got on the table. Are you going to blow that with a puffed-up spirit? Shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
St. John chapter 9, 39 through 41. Come on.
St. John chapter 9, verse 39 to 40. Verse 39. And Yahweh the Son said, huh?
Stay on down to 41.
Yeah, that's what I said. St. John chapter 9, verses 39. And Yahweh the Son said, for judgment I am come unto this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. Verse 40. And so of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? 41. Yahweh the Son said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now, therefore, your sins remain.
Hank, that's up. If you
mm-hmm.
understand this thing and you don't do what this man telling you to do, when he giving you one day to atone for
mm-hmm.
all your sins, you can bet I'm going to get me one in, because I know one thing. Because I teach and hear his word and everything else. But I'm going to tell you one thing. All right. I'm going to make my statement, Jim. Yahweh, look here. I know what you're saying. And I'm going to step up there and get the first prayer in with my low-down self. Because he's telling me everything I did, I'm going to wipe it away. You think I'm going to blow that? Shoot. Wait and see. I have to stick along the camp. Will I blow my hand? I ain't going to blow mine because I know doggone well I've been low down. And the man give me one day to clean up my slate. And you think I ain't going to do it? Watch and see. Mother D.F. Israel, what is your closing statement behind that? Come on.
So, 2 Ezra chapter 7, verses 20 and 21. Well, I'm going to read verse 19-21. And he said unto me, there is no judgment above Yahweh, and none that has understanding above the high Yahweh. Verse 20. For there be many that perish in this life, because they despise the Torah instructions of Yahweh that is set before them. Verse 21. For Yahweh has given straight Torah instruction to such as came what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
And Mother D.F. Israel, Mother E., Mother Z., and the teachers, the elders, and all, I'll tell you one thing. On the Day of Atonement, if from sunup to sundown on the night, and you bet one thing, don't see it, or he knows he been low down. But boy, the Yahweh is telling me that, look here, you got a day to get yourself right, Phil, because you got a 64-6 on you. Filthy rags is on everybody. And you got one day to get me right, and you going to sit there and mama and stumble around? No, I ain't. I'm gonna get straight up on the case, and I'm gonna stretch my hand up to the high heaven and tell Yahweh one thing. Hey, hallelujah, Yahweh. If you wanna hear, you hear it from the 609 account. No doubt about it. We're gonna do our thing in Yahweh, because one thing about it, Yahweh give us one day to wipe out all our low down ways for a whole year. You think I don't want no new in the light? Come and see. Like, call me to see. We catch you all tomorrow. Like I said, I don't know if the other side of the Israeli, I don't know what's going on, but one thing we do know, Yahweh is telling you, I'm giving you one day to come clean. Is you going to take it? That's up to you. I bet you I'll take mine. Huh? I'll take mine with that white garment on. I'm going to be wearing my white garment on, and I'm going to take mine. I don't care how many times you got to go to the cleaners. I'm going to do what I got to do for my Yahweh. Because this man going to do what he said written in that book. Yahweh be with you all. Catch you tomorrow night on a special edition called Thursday Evening. Shalom to all, from the mothers, from the teachers, from the elders, from the brothers, from the sisters of the 609 Cal. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
Thank you.
strong in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand before the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah Radio. Live Yahuwah Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio. We just gonna go straight to the line because we got so many memos on the table, so we just gonna find out what's going on in the room, and we'll get this broadcast running. So let's swing down on the international side and see exactly what's going on. Who all join us for another episode? This is the second, the third day of the same day, the eighth day. Some information we got to bring out and wrap up this eighth day. Very important. And remember one thing, if you want to come in and listen to the broadcast, you go to Google True Name Teachers, YH. True Name Teachers, YHWH Radio Live, and you can catch a live broadcast. And you put in past show, you catch the past show. If you want to come in on conference line, you dial 319-527-6065. That's how you come in to bear witness to His record-breaking ministry. By name, my name is Seer Israel of Seer Royal. This is the third day of the eight-day feast. We're trying to wrap up all the information pertaining to that to get you to this eighth day to understand how